Next, I want to continue my discussion of basic option analytics by talking about how options are affected by volatility. So I'm going to pose two levels of volatility. I'll call it a low volatility stock is a stock where between now and the expiration of the option, the stock could lose $6 in value, gain $6 in value, or stay the same. So there are these three equally likely outcomes. So three equally likely outcomes. Gain six, lose six, or no change. And then the high volatility, we're just going to have two equally likely outcomes. You can either gain or lose $6. So that's the high volatility case. Now, if we're buying the stock, let's say we can buy it at 100 and it's, you know, in another month it'll either be worth 106, 94, or 100 still if we have the low volatility case. If we're buying the stock, whether we would prefer low volatility or high volatility is kind of a matter of taste. It's a matter of, you know, how we feel about risk versus low risk. We might prefer the low volatility if we prefer low risk. Otherwise, we might not care. But in terms of the average outcome, it's the same either case. That is, if you have three equally likely outcomes of gain six, lose six, or break even, then on average you break even. And similarly, with the high volatility case, on average you break even. So on average, you're indifferent. But when you use options, these are not the same. So let's say I owned a call option. In the low volatility case, if the stock loses $6 or break even, it expires worthless. So there's a two-third chance that expires worthless. And let's say, again, this is an at-the-money option. So when the stock gains $6, which will happen one-third of the time, we gain $6. So on average, since we only win one-third of the time, on average, this call option is worth $2 in the low-volatility environment. If we switch to the high volatility environment, so high volatility, then we have the 50-50 chance. So half the time it will expire worthless because the stock will stay at the same price. And the other half will gain $6. So half gain $6, and so on average now the option is worth $3. So ignoring interest and everything, we'd pay $2 for the option in a low volatility environment, $3 for the option in a high volatility environment. And so what practitioners say is that people who own options, and the same is true for puts as well as calls, so either a put or a call, people who own options are long volatility. That is, they benefit from volatility, from being in a volatile environment. And people who write options are short volatility. That is, they only benefit in a low volatile environment, and they get hurt by a high volatile environment. Another way to do this is that owners of options, in some sense, are buyers of insurance. They look like individuals who bought insurance policies, and people who write options look like sellers of insurance. Or another way of putting that is a big insurance company is like an option writer. And we'll see a company like AIG ultimately played a role of writing options. There was a sense in which it made sense that a big insurance company ended up writing a lot of options in the mortgage industry, because they're kind of in the business of selling insurance. So let's put up our table again. Let's have this be a call option, a put option, and this is a buyer and a seller. And I want to talk about the position relative to the underlying stock. So with a call option, you're taking a bullish position on the stock and you're long volatility. That is, you benefit volatility. I can't spell that in public. Something like that, volatility. And with a and if you sell the option, you're bearish and you're short volatility. So you're hurt if the stock price is volatile, and you're hurt if there's a general downtrend in the stock price. If you buy a put option, you're bearish on the stock, but you're also long volatility. So if you've bought the put option, you're long volatility. If you sell the put option, then you're bullish on the underlying stock. That is, you're willing to lose money if the stock goes down, which means you don't expect the stock to go down. And you're short on volatility. That is, so you've sold the put option volatility. I don't seem to like to spell that. Okay, so you're short volatility with that. So you can see you have these four possible combinations of being bullish or bearish on the stock, long and short volatility, and you can get any combination you want based on whether you buy a call, sell a call, buy a put, or sell a put. And it really pays to be familiar with these positions, understanding where you are in these terms. And I'll leave it at that.